I'm radio reader Cindy Talley. For thousands of years, Native Americans on the High Plains relied on the prairie for food, medicine, building materials, and spirituality. The events detailed in The Empire of the Summer Moon mark a relatively short period in Comanche history, yet during that time, the bonds between the people that inhabited the plains and nature were vastly diminished, if not broken. The influence of nature has endured in much Native American music, however. Here, Lex Nichols, winner of the 2014 Native American Music Award, reflects on the influence of nature in his music. We joined him and his family in Lamar, Colorado, on a recent Saturday.
I'm Lex Nichols, and we're here at the Snow Goose Festival, enjoying all the things here with the craft shows and all the people. And I do Native American music and flute and guitar, and I make jewelry, just enjoying the day. I was born and raised in Rocky Ford on the Arkansas River. My dad still has a farm there. And the part of the Cherokee Trail ran on the north side of the river up to Pueblo Fountain. And I believe it hooked to the Overland Trail that went up to Wyoming. And my father was working in the fields, and we've plowed up some Metates, and so we know they stayed there. And when I do recordings, I have a stereo recorder I'll take out in the field and record like a lot of my bird sounds and use them in my recordings. So I try to do everything natural. So for me, being out in a place where the Native Americans were, you know, we have it so good now. It's so much different than living in the dirt. But being in a place, you can appreciate the hardships that they had to go through. So for me, it's a wonderful thing. I love the peace and quiet, and know that they felt the same way about those things. You know, and being close to Bent's Fort, in the Santa Fe Trail area, it's all part of our history. So I try to focus my music on things like that. There's a song called Summer Rain. I wrote a poem, and it's about living on the high plains and how precious water is to a thirsty land. And reading through Empire of the Summer Moon with the Comanches, and when they got out there away from water, you were going to die if there were no ways to have water or things like that. You know, just being a musician and an artist, I can appreciate the peace and quiet, you know, and the Native American music focuses a lot of nature. A lot of my stuff is nature, and I can just imagine what, you know, the Native Americans, as they were passing through, just being out where they were is a neat thing, and seeing, you know, like finding fire rings and things that they stayed. To me, it's just a wonderful thing, and the peace and quiet of it. So that's where I get a lot of my inspiration is from those kinds of things.
You'll find more information about Native American music in the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club's Empire of the Summer Moon discussion guide online at hppr.org. Searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hand.